Good morning from WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 24 degrees at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The legal battle escalates over the Trump administration's deportation flights. The judge in the case now demanding more information about two flights over the weekend.
The Justice Department's appealing a decision by a federal judge to block the Trump administration from deporting suspected Venezuelan gang members under the Alien Enemies Act, which means they can be deported without a hearing. The administration's lawyers say this is within the president's authority to protect the nation. They also maintain that the judge is not entitled to learn more about the men deported.
ABC's Brian Clark. President Trump Thursday expected to order the dismantling of the Department of Education. Mr. Trump had his first call Wednesday with Ukrainian President Zelensky since the Oval Office tiff last month. Zelensky agreed to a limited ceasefire between Kyiv and Moscow. With the Gaza ceasefire shattered, Israel says it will continue attacking until Hamas releases the remaining hostages. This is ABC News. Federal prosecutors in Los Angeles say a big figure in hip-hop and community activism has actually been leading a gang criminal enterprise.
Eugene Henley Jr. has been called the godfather of rap, known in South L.A. as Big U. But federal prosecutors allege he murdered a rising rap star who he had a disagreement with and dumped the body off a highway in Las Vegas. He's also accused of robbery, kidnapping, racketeering, extortion, human trafficking, and fraud. Henley Jr. allegedly defrauded victims, including large companies and NBA stars who gave him money for community betterment. Henley Jr. is on the run right now and considered a fugitive. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
After a week-long pause, Hawaii's most active volcano is spewing lava once again. Kilauea has been erupting on and off since December 23rd, and this is the sixth eruption since 2020. And a brush fire in the Florida Keys closing the overseas highways, snarling traffic for hours for those trying to enter or leave the island chain for a time today. Dave Packer, ABC News.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
For today, some clouds early, then sunny, breezy, and staying cool. A high of 39. Northwest winds between 10 and 20 will taper down a little bit later on today. Partly cloudy and cool tonight, a low of 25. Friday, partly to mostly cloudy, breezy, and warmer. A high of 52. Friday night, 21 with a few flurries possible. Saturday, partly cloudy and quiet, and a high of 42. East to northeast winds are at 5 miles per hour after a mixture of precipitation yesterday. Just over 6/10 of an inch of rain and then about an inch of snow here at the WRCO studios, although it was a tough one to measure as a lot of it melted on contact. But right now we're at 24 degrees after a midnight reading of 29. There are some slippery stretches this morning, as you might imagine, and so be careful, especially on parking lots and sidewalks and things not treated yet. And the roads, it'll be a little bit interesting because sometimes it's like, okay, the road's dry, then all of a sudden, nope, it's not. So there are really some slippery patches. Be careful this morning. School will start 2 hours late in the Kickapoo District. That's the lone area school that has contacted us this morning. Again, 2 hours late for all of the buses and classes in the Kickapoo District. Good morning. Today is Thursday, March 20th.
And you see by the dawn's early light, oh, so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. Bye.
If we never meet again this side of heaven, as we struggle through this world and its strife, there's another meeting place somewhere in heaven, by the side of the river of life, where the charming roses bloom forever, and where separations come no more. If we never meet again this side of heaven, I will meet you on that beautiful shore. Soon we'll come to the end of life's journey, and perhaps we'll never meet anymore. Till we gather in heaven's bright city, far away on that beautiful shore, where the charming roses bloom forever, and where separations come no more. If we never meet again this side of heaven, I will meet you on that beautiful shore.
Ernest Tubb, we start the day in a positive way. Before that, our national anthem rendition sung by Chris Stapleton. Hello, my friends. It's time to get together again on a Thursday, March 20th. The total work that will get done today may be not as much as a normal Thursday, with lots of basketball, not only on the state scene where the WIAA tournament begins a little later today, but NCAA March Madness kicks in full gear, including a game for both the Badgers and Marquette today and tonight. And, oh, my goodness. So we'll check sports coming up in just a few minutes. It's time to fill out your bracket if you've not yet. The waning hours while you still have an opportunity. Good luck getting there today. Again, a few slippery spots here and there. School is 2 hours late in the Kickapoo District. 25 in Richland Center. Here's Red Sovine.
I drive a big freighter liner and I make a last payment today. And I drive to all points out of New York City to L.A. Well, a little woman smiles when I pack up to leave her. I'll soon be back, but I just got the fever. She's a believer. I got the Freightliner fever. There's a railroad a-running by the highway out in Santa Fe. And I passed an old freight train a-making his run the other day. Merle Haggard said to his fireman's appeal, he's a-blowin' this freight train off of the rail. He got the fever.
Fever.
He's got the Freightliner fever. Well, here said, rid of what you can in that cigarette pack. I said, I got my second driver and he's gonna drive all the way back. It's a big black pill so long and round. To a driver, it's a West Coast turn around. It's for the fever.
Fever.
That old Freightliner fever. Well, I passed Dave Dudley up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I passed Dale Reeves down in Shreveport, Louisiana. Dick Curtis got a hung on a hill up in Maine. I pulled him on over with my 40-foot chain. He got the fever.
Fever.
He's got the Freightliner fever. I've been a-passing everything from a Jimmy to a Greyhound bus. I'm gonna spend a few days out on the West Coast to end of my run. class, Red Simpson in his runaway truck. He's got the fever.
Fever.
He's got the Freightliner fever. Oh, up here, said Red, what you carrying in that cigarette pack? I said, I got my second driver and he's gonna drive all the way back. It's a big black pill, so long and round. To a driver, it's a West Coast turnaround. It's for the fever.
Fever.
That old Freightliner fever. Out on this road, you pass a lot of them old country boys. I seen Carl Smith, Charlie Pride, Ernest Tubb, Bill Monroe, Conway Twitty, Waylon Jennings, see Dave Dudley, George Jones, Porter Wagner, Bill Anderson, Farron Young, Stonewall Jackson, Roy Acuff.
Anywhere there's a jukebox and a flashing neon sign. Anywhere there's a woman with cheating on her mind. Anywhere there's music and warm red wine, that's where you'll find me until it's closing time. Out to dance on a hardwood floor, the 4/4 and 3/4 time. I met my first cheating woman when I was 17. Since then it's been mean old Hank. I understand the songs he sang. 'Cause anywhere a jukebox and a flashing neon sign. Anywhere there's a woman with cheating on her mind. Anywhere there's music and warm red wine, that's where you'll find me until it's closing time. Western swing, but I can't forget the way Hank done it and those old songs he used to sing. Conway and Loretta sell the message loud and clear. They make me want to hit the dance floor, pop the top on another beer. 'Cause anywhere there's a jukebox and a flashing neon sign. Anywhere there's a woman with cheating on her mind. Anywhere there's music and warm red wine, that's where.
Razzie Bailey on WRCO, Anywhere There's a Jukebox. I have one in my home, and once in a while I play it, but otherwise it acts as a place to stack stuff, yes. But nonetheless, that's one of my spring cleaning goals. Right now, a reminder at WRCO, Holy Cross St. Barnabas Parish in Mazamani will have a rummage sale starting today from 8 until 6, tomorrow 8 until 5, Saturday from 8 until noon. And an important reminder, Walk with Grace Planning Committee will be meeting tonight. That will start at 6 at the Grace office. All are welcome to attend. Volunteers are always needed. The Grace office is located above Royal Bank in downtown Richland Center.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but not everyone has a full bowl to start their morning. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Right now, our local food pantry needs your help. Donate a box of cereal today and we'll match it, doubling the impact for families in need. Any brand, any kind, every box makes a difference. Drop off your donation at Julie Karen State Farm. Together, we can fill every bowl and fuel every morning. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
When you're on the road and you're driving a car from Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow. We'll take care of you. Come on over to Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow. We'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Barroquois.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's premier destination for outdoor adventure. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce looks forward to your visit. Enjoy a fun movie experience, the Blaine Theater, with delicious snacks and budget-friendly $5 admission per person. Visit statetheaters.com and click on Blaine Theater for details. Rooney & Associates is your trusted American family insurance provider in Boscobel. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with Rooney & Associates and American Family Insurance. And looking for eye-catching signs, custom shirts, or banners? Simply Country Signs and Designs has it all, including professional vehicle lettering. Call 485-3776 and let's get started.
An update on sports is courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. The 109th WIAA State Boys Basketball Tournament will get underway today at the Kohl Center in Madison. First game session, 1:35 this afternoon with Division III. The Wisconsin Badgers square off against the Montana Grizzlies in the first round of the NCAA tournament. The teams meet today for the first time this season. Wisconsin 16-8 against the Big Ten. Montana 18-3 against the Big Sky. 11:30 pregame time today on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Marquette Golden Eagles play the New Mexico Lobos in the first round of the NCAA tournament. That's going on tonight with a tip-off time around 6:25. Yesterday in the NBA, Houston 116, Orlando 108, Indiana 135, Dallas 131, Detroit 116, Miami 113, Oklahoma City over Philadelphia 133-100. San Antonio 120, New York 105, New Orleans 119, Minnesota 115, Utah 128, Washington 112, Phoenix 127, Chicago 121, Sacramento 123, Cleveland 119, Portland 115, Memphis 99, and the Lakers over Denver 120-108. From the NHL, Toronto 2-1 over Colorado, and Minnesota beat Seattle at final 4-0. And the Dodgers beat the Cubs in Major League Baseball. That final score was 6-3 in Japan. This update is sponsored by the Sports Boosters.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
We want to mention another school district that will start a little late. That's Weston. They join Kickapoo. Kickapoo and Weston both starting 2 hours late today because of slippery travel. Certainly some spots here and there, and I'm guessing on the ridges, a little bit of a challenge. And also in the Kickapoo district, especially Vernon County, they had quite a lot more snow. It was described to me yesterday as almost like a blizzard conditions in Vernon County. You know, there were times yesterday when that wind was really blowing. It really wasn't snowing that hard, but the wind made it look like it was just something else out there, especially late in the day and early evening last night. We start out at 24 degrees. Well, the aerobic polka is coming up. It's sponsored by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness journey with Supps, your one-stop shop for premium nutritional supplements. Discover the best formulas from top brands at unbeatable prices. Say goodbye to fake reviews and pixie dust blends. Experience the Supps difference today. Always fueling local athletes. Call 800-968-0993 Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Here we go. Are you ready? Be careful. There are some slippery surfaces out there with your aerobic polka. Hey! Molly B and the band live on the Light in the Milk House show stage today. We're about 5 minutes away from farm news and markets on this very fine day. Here's Loretta Lynn.
Well, I like my living down country style, and this little girl was born for country mile. To find her a good old slow talk, a country boy. I said a country boy. I'm about as old fashioned as I can be, and I hope you're liking what you see. 'Cause if you're looking at me, you're looking at country.
I'll show you around if you'll show me a wedding band. I said a wedding band. When it comes to love, well, I know about that. Country folks all know where it's at. If you're looking at me, you're looking at country. You don't see no city when you look at me, 'cause country is all I am. I love a running barefooted through the old corn fields, and I love that country hand. Well, you say I'm a maid just to fit your plans, but does a barnyard shovel fit your hands?
Was a waitress in a small cafe. Clyde Barrow was the rounder that took her away. They both robbed and killed until both of them died. So goes the legend of Bonnie and Clyde, the poems that she wrote of the life that they led, told of the lawmen left dying or dead. Some said Clyde made her life a shame, but the legend made Bonnie the head of the game. The rampage grew wilder with each passing day, the odds growing smaller with each getaway. With the end growing closer, the harder they fought. With blood on their hands, they were bound to get caught. They drove back from town on one bright summer day, when a man they befriended stepped out in the way. With no thought of dying, they pulled to the side, but death lay there waiting for Bonnie and Clyde. 2 years of running was ended that day, for robbing and killing they both had to pay. But we'll always remember how they lived and died. So goes the legend of Bonnie and Clyde, Bonnie and Clyde, Bonnie and Clyde.
Merle Haggard on WRCO Radio. A couple of schools starting late today. That would be Kickapoo and Weston, both starting 2 hours late today because of the slippery roads. Kind of a mixed bag of everything yesterday, even some thunder, even some sleet, or some described it as hail yesterday in some locations. Right now, WRCO are headed toward a high of 39 later. It is 25 degrees at 5:30.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
USDA is bringing back some key reports. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First, the Trump administration's freezing and cutting of federal funds is having devastating impacts across the country. Brownfield's Jared White has more from a congressional roundtable in Illinois.
Never before have I called for mass activism, but this is the moment.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker joined Congresswoman Nikki Budzinski and others to hear directly from those impacted by the funding freeze.
Farming, as all of you know, is a way of life, but it's a way of life that's under attack right now. People will go out of business.
Budzinski, a member of the House Ag Committee, says she's hearing from all types of farmers.
I meet very regularly with my commodities groups. They are very concerned because they are taking advantage of these conservation dollars.
Tracy Barkley, director of Solagradia Farm that hosted the event, says their story is
similar to farms across the nation.
Right now, we have $90,000 in 2025 that's on the chopping blocks. Much of that's already spent. We don't know if we'll be reimbursed. We have $600,000 in pending grants.
The officials encourage impacted farmers to share their stories, especially with federal lawmakers. In Urbana, Illinois, I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
The USDA's National Ag Statistics Service has announced it will reinstate several previously suspended reports and programs. That includes the July cattle inventory report. Oklahoma State University Extension livestock marketing specialist Daryl Peel says, given the current cattle cycle, this is good news.
Getting that mid-year report will give us an indication of the replacement heifer inventory, so whether or not heifer retention has started. We've been looking for this for almost 18 months now, but instead of having to wait a full year till the next January report, the mid-year inventory will be valuable.
He tells Brownfield the return of that report provides producers with critical market insight as they make plans for the future. The administrator of the U.S. EPA says the agency is taking a more efficient approach when it comes to the review and oversight of crop protection tools. Brownfield's Kira Hart has that story.
Lee Zeldin said the agency has inherited a massive backlog of pesticide registrations, and other agency staff is needed to help move through it.
There are personnel inside the Office of Research and Development who are very talented, well-educated, experienced, and skillful. And if we're able to have them work on this backlog inside of the Office of Chemicals and Pesticides, we'll be able to tackle the backlogs that exist.
Zeldin told farmers on a Missouri Roundtable earlier this week, the re-registration status of products, including the new dicamba labels, are on the agency's radar. Missouri Farm Bureau President Garrett Hawkins told Zeldin he's optimistic the EPA will continue a risk-based analysis for bringing crop protection tools to market. I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
And I'm Larry Lee. Find these stories and more online at Brownfield Ag News.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Megan Kruhl from Lancaster High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Megan is a three-sport athlete, volleyball, basketball, and track and field. She's in FFA, Future Business Leaders of America, and the Environmental Club.
We've been starting to build like plant starter kits for families and then like herb starter kits so we can keep in our kitchens. And then we've also given plants to teachers' rooms just to keep the air purified.
Megan helps with a family farm now in its sixth generation.
I've been surrounded by agriculture my whole life. I've loved growing up around animals and just the earth. It makes me feel so centered and just knowing that I'm a part of something bigger than myself.
She plans to run track at Winona State University and wants to be a physical therapist.
I've had a lot of injuries throughout my sports career, and just seeing the way that they've worked with me and how much they helped me, I want to be able to do that for somebody else.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Are you a YouTuber? I'm amazed at the great videos you can find to help with your repairs. Virtually anything in your house. Step-by-step instructions with demonstrations for everything from fixing your dishwasher to painting your kitchen cabinets. All you need are the right parts and tools, and that's where Aiders comes in. Don't be intimidated by that leaky faucet. Our crew can help you become a home improvement hero. We stock thousands of tools and repair items, and if we don't have it on our shelves, we can order it for you. We do it all the time. We make special orders easy. So bring us your home problems, your end table that needs to be refinished, your peeling wallpaper, and your dog with fleas. Well, actually, don't bring in your dog with fleas. We'll just help you get the right product. Be a home improvement hero with the help of Aiders.
Another slow day for direct cash cattle trading. Cash hogs were higher. Good morning. I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity remained relatively quiet Wednesday. Bids were elusive. Asking prices were around $207 plus live in the south, but didn't surface out of the north. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until sometime Thursday or Friday. At the Ozarks Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers and heifers were $2 to $4 higher. Steer calves were $4 to $8 higher, and heifer calves are $6 to $12 higher, with spots of $20 higher. The USDA says demand was very good on a moderate supply. Supplies were lighter than expected. Feeder supply included 54% steers, medium and large one feeder steers, 600 to 646 pounds, brought $323 to $335. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 664 to 698 pounds, brought $275 to $285. Boxed beef closed mixed with very good and light demand for moderate offerings. Choice was up $6.29 at $329.61. Select closed 55 cents lower at $308.68. Weather was a factor when it came to slaughter on Wednesday. Estimated cattle slaughter was 96,000 head, down 27,000 on the week and down about 19,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed sharply higher with another big negotiated run. Processors were very aggressive in their procurement efforts and bid up to move needed numbers. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, but there is some uncertainty as the industry continues to monitor trade moves from the administration. There's optimism domestic demand could get a bump because it remains competitively priced when it comes to proteins. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 274 with a weighted average of 91.02. The Iowa Minnesota closed 297 higher with a weighted average of 91.18, and the Western Corn Belt up 308 with a weighted average of 91.29. Pork values into the day lower, down 45 cents at 95.19. Ribs were sharply lower. Loins and butts were lower, while bellies were sharply higher. Picnics and hams were also higher. And estimated hog slaughter was 377,000 head, down 112,000 on the week, and down more than 111,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were higher, waiting for direct business to develop, and lean hog futures closed lower, pressured by domestic and export demand uncertainty. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hello, this is Tim Slack, Tim Slack Auction Realty LLC in Lancaster with sale results and upcoming events. Come buy your hay now. Large squares topped $175 a ton and rounds at $80 a ton. Wet hay was cheap. We need mowers, tillers, and so on for our big spring sale in April. Call 608-723-4020 for details. This is Tim Slack. Have a great day.
Direct cattle markets were quiet Wednesday. Butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower, pressured by bean meal and South American harvest activity. May beans were down 4.5 at 10.08 and a quarter. July was 5 lower at 10.21 and a half. Nearby corn was up, adjusting spreads, with May 3.25 higher at 4.62 and July 1.25 at 4.69 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were higher, getting ready for direct business and Friday's on feed numbers. April live was up $1.45 at $206.82. June was $1.85 higher at $202.85. April feeders were up $2.17 at $286.72. And hogs were pressured by questions about sustained domestic and export demand for pork. April lean was $2.02 lower at $85.57. May was down $1.50 at $88.70. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
The last election is causing one food-focused nonprofit to consider more rural outreach. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
All-terrain vehicles have become standard equipment on farms and ranches. While useful for work, they're also recreational, but they can pose a safety issue for kids in particular. Make sure operators wear helmets and are schooled in safe use. High-speed crashes and rollovers can be avoided. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The Baltimore-based nonprofit Food Tank is hoping to move agriculture in the U.S. to a more sustainable model. But Food Tank President Danny Nierenberg says the political climate in the country may not support that. She points first to President Trump's trade stance.
That means food prices are going to go up because we'll be importing more food. And I think that people are finally realizing that we can't do things the way we've been doing them, that we need to have more regenerative practices in place.
Nierenberg was hoping to make progress toward a sustainable ag model this year.
I mean, I would like to think that we would do that, that we would have like, you know, a transition model in place, but it doesn't seem like that's happening. It's not happening at the federal level here in the United States. I think it's going to be local and state folks who, you know, work towards that transition.
Nirenberg says her organization is going to shift more of its outreach to connect with rural communities.
One of the best things about humans is the ability to change our minds about something we feel deeply about. And I want dialogue. I want conversation. I want civility and dialogue and understanding where those folks are coming from. Because a lot of farmers voted for Trump.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange, a family-owned auction business, hosts the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning at 9. This week's sale is all beef and new crop yearling cattle only, featuring red-hided cattle and accepting all breeds of beef. No Holsteins at this auction. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all across the country. Remember, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning at 8:30. For more information on all sales, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
A line of corn hybrids popular with U.S. dairy producers is being discontinued. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. In a statement to Brownfield, a Corteva spokesperson says the dairy industry is evolving and the company is focused on growing farmer demand for high-quality, high-tonnage silage hybrids. Corteva has made the decision to phase out brown midrib hybrids, or BMR hybrids, over several seasons. Duane Ducott from Deer Run Dairy in northeastern Wisconsin says he's curious how that will affect milk production.
We had good conventional digestibility at, you know, anywhere from the 63 to 68 NDF30. With BMR, we're looking probably 8 points higher in digestibility.
Ducott says the BMR corn silage has been an important part of feed rations.
Having that digestible forage makes good milk. I would say that we're looking at probably 4 pounds of milk before energy corrected. So it's been feeding very well for us, the BMR.
Corteva has not released what highly digestible varieties might replace the BMR lines for corn silage applications. Farmers will continue to have BMR hybrids this season, and the phase-out will take place over the next several years. Cash dairy prices were mixed again Wednesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey was up a penny for the second straight day at 47 cents, one sale recorded. 40-pound cheese block prices have stopped their week-long backslide. Prices up 3 cents to 160 and a half. That's still 12 cents below last Wednesday's price. 7 sales recorded. Cheese barrels went down a half cent at 156 and a half. That's still 10 and a half cents down from a week ago. One sale was recorded. Butter was unchanged at 229 and a half, but no sales. Non-fat dry milk remained unchanged at 115 and a half, and no sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 63 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for April 1st through the 3rd at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit WisconsinPublicService.com.
Attention cattle producers, RedFest is coming up this Sunday, 1 p.m. at Bloomington Livestock Exchange. Come early to check out 48 registered Red Angus bulls and over 150 commercial Red Angus females. Now is the time to register to bid online at Cattle USA or DV Auction. For complete details on all the top genetics, visit RedFestSale.com. Now get ready to upgrade your herd on the 23rd. We'll see you this Sunday at RedFest.
Good morning from WRCO Radio. It is going to be up near 40 for a high today. Some clouds early, then sunshine, and partly cloudy and cool tonight, a low of 25, 52 for tomorrow. There are some slippery stretches today, so do drive with care as you get along and about your way today, and look out for some slippery sidewalks and parking lots today as well.
When it comes to mobile service, support makes all the difference. Y-Connect Wireless offers the power of the nation's largest and most reliable network, paired with the friendly local customer care you trust. Stay connected with big coverage and small-town service that's always there for you. Experience the 5G network you deserve, backed by a team that knows your name. Call 608-524-1579 or visit ccwis.com. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 until 5:30, and Saturdays 9 to 1. Why Connect Wireless? Big service, local care.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
School will start 2 hours late in the Kickapoo, Weston, and Lafarge school districts. All of those districts beginning classes, buses and classes, 2 hours late. Give it a little more time to get the roadways all treated. Some of the side roads, and especially in the northern part of the WRSA listening area, getting a little bit more snow yesterday than the rest of us. That, or it started accumulating quicker there than here in the Richland Center immediate area. Thanks for joining us today on the old Light and the Mail Cow Show. 12 minutes before 6, here's Hank Snow.
I just received, sweetheart, your yellow roses. You tell me, dear, they mean that we're all through. You tell me that tonight your heart is.
Sun. More of you, so strong. There's nothing to keep us apart. We got to catch up to our hearts. I need more of you, changing my rain into sun.
Bellamy Brothers on WRCO, and I need more of you. 2 hours late for all buses and classes in the Kickapoo, Weston, Lafarge, and Ithaca school districts. In Ithaca, there is no morning preschool, and the weight room will not be open. Also, North Crawford will start 2 hours late today. We'll keep you posted on any changing schedule or delays going on today. Next up, we'll check in with Tony and today's weather.
Reynolds Feed and Supply LLC has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website reynoldslivestock.com or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Life is filled with decisions, some required and some optional. And then there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start that journey at PrattFuneralService.com.
Attention voters of Town of Dayton, let experience keep working for you. On April 1st, vote to re-elect your trusted leaders, Cheryl Dull for chair, Kurt Munson for supervisor, James Lingle for supervisor, and Tammy Newberry for treasurer. Your vote matters. Vote April 1st.
Paid for by the candidates.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Your community, your music, your favorite dining spot.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the snow totals, as expected, were more impressive off to the north and northwest. Over in Vernon County, Westby checking in with 5.5 inches and up to about 6 or 7 inches reported up toward Monroe and Juneau counties as well. La Crosse checking in with 8.5 inches up on the bluff tops. No snow to worry about on this first day of astronomical spring. Of course, the spring equinox came in at 4:01 this morning with the sun's direct rays over the equator, and we're adding quite a bit of daylight now. Every day is certainly noticeable. Temperatures will be on the cooler side here today, a little bit warmer tomorrow as gusty southwest winds return. A weak front coming through the area Friday night might spawn a sprinkler flurry. Our better chance of precipitation will come in Sunday, as low pressure spins in from Minnesota toward northern Wisconsin. could bring us some rain or rain-wet snow mix here. The better chance of accumulating snow should stay in the northern part of the state. Here's that forecast now for today. Some clouds early, then sunny. Breezy in the morning with a high of 39. Northwest wind 10 to 20, turning west this afternoon and tapering down to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight, falling back to the mid-20s. Tomorrow, partly or mostly cloudy, breezy and warmer. A couple of sprinkles possible late with a high of 52. Southwest wind 10 to 20, becoming west later in the day. Any sprinkles or flurries ending Friday night, low 21. Saturday, partly cloudy, should be a quiet day with lighter winds, high at 42. Heading into Sunday, cloudy and breezy with scattered light rain. It could mix with some wet snow in the early morning, then again at night, high about 46. Monday, breezy and cooler, plenty of clouds, maybe a few light snow showers, high 41. Tuesday, some sunshine returning, high 43. We hit 44 on Wednesday, chance of mixed rain and snow. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Right now, 24 degrees and cloudy conditions. Yesterday's high was 39. We picked up 62/100ths of an inch of rain and had some sleet in there and some snow, some of it accumulating a little bit more, as Tony mentioned, in other areas, about an inch or so here at the studios. A record high for this day, March 20th of 2012, we topped out at 80 degrees. The record low, 9 below zero in 1986. Last year's high was 43 and the low 25. Sunset will happen at 7:13 this evening. Sunrise time this morning just after 7 at 5 minutes past. Northeast winds are at 6, barometer at 30, 25, and no precipitation today. School is late in the Kickapoo, Weston, Lafarge, North Crawford, and Ithaca districts. All of those districts starting buses and classes 2 hours late. There is no morning preschool in the Ithaca district, and the weight room will not be open today. Those reminders from WRCO on a Thursday. Ha ha, happy first day of spring. It's currently 24 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the update at 6 is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions and services delivered with integrity and professionalism, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Multiple sources tell ABC that today is the day President Trump is expected to sign an executive order eliminating the Department of Education. Critical services and programs will go to other agencies. The first day of spring arriving with plenty of non-very spring-like weather.
In Lincoln, Nebraska, highways littered with cars and big rigs in a blizzard on the last night of winter. Similar scenes in Minnesota, Kansas, and Iowa.